So how do we develop and maintain faith in Buddha? Understanding what it's going to lead to. It's going to lead to a wish to practice, effort to practice, and then permanent liberation from suffering. Can you think of anything more worthwhile than accomplishing permanent liberation from suffering? So how do we develop and maintain this faith? So the first question we need to answer is, it's a good question. Why do we need permanent liberation from suffering? So we need to answer this question. Because if we answer this question, this will help us develop faith in Buddha. So the answer is that temporary liberation from suffering is not good enough. Of course it's not good enough. You know, we may be temporarily free from physical and mental pain, so we were able to come into this temple. That's a temporary liberation. That won't always be the case. Suffering's coming. Old age is coming. Sickness is coming. Being physically and mentally able to, for example, come to a class like this is a temporary liberation. You know, I think we learned a lot about temporary liberation with the government guidelines on the pandemic, because a lot of our liberations disappeared. That teaches us their temporary liberations. For example, to gather in this temple, that liberation vanished. And I don't even think, even here, we didn't even realize that it was a freedom to meet in the temple, because we'd never not been able to before. And then we thought, yep, that's a liberation, just to be free to meet in this temple. So we need to think about these things, because in our heart of hearts, I think we yearn for permanent liberation from suffering. We just maybe wouldn't use those words. So if we thought there was the opportunity to have no suffering ever again, I think everyone would opt for that option. If there's an option to have no suffering ever, no physical pain, no mental pain, yes, please. So this is wishing for permanent liberation. So Venerable Geshe-la says, all living beings, including animals, experience temporary liberation from particular sufferings. So even animals are experiencing what we experience, temporary liberations from various sufferings. Animals experience temporary liberation from human suffering. And once in a teaching, Geshe-la said, for example, politics. So animals are free from all the sufferings caused by politics. You know, people get so worked up about political view. Animals are free from those sufferings temporarily while they're animals. Humans experience temporary liberation from animal suffering. So we never think there's a possibility that we can be an animal, but we need to learn more about this, because we definitely can. So at the moment, we're temporarily free from the sufferings of animals because we've taken birth as a human being. At the moment, we may be free from physical suffering and mental pain, but this is only temporary, as I mentioned. Later in this life, of course, later in this life, what's up ahead? Oh, we know what's up ahead. It's underway already. Aging, sickness, and death. We don't need horoscope. I was about to say horoscope. We can see We know what's coming. We like to deny it. We like to pretend. We love it when people say, oh, you're looking amazing. You don't look any older than when I last saw you. And we're so pleased. Actually, it's not true. We're older than when they last saw us. And we all know that. And every gray hair that appears, I got all of these at Manjusri Kadampa Meditation Center. And they remind me, yep, we know what's coming, old age, sickness, death.